accused subway shooter in court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The man suspected of shooting up a subway in Brooklyn, New York Tuesday, arraigned yesterday on federal terrorism charges.
Frank James was denied bail and he will be detained for the duration of his trial. He appeared in court without handcuffs or shackles. His defense attorney asked the judge that he undergo a medical psychiatric evaluation. And prosecutors say the evidence against James is strong.
Fox's Brian Yenis, James' attorney, asked for and received an order from the judge for her client to undergo a psychiatric examination. California's plan to require all school children to be vaccinated against the coronavirus put on hold for at least a year. Federal regulators have yet to give final approval for a vaccine in school-aged children. Former Trump White House aide Stephen Miller questioned for hours by the House Select January 6th committee yesterday, investigating what happened that day at the U.S. Capitol. He had previously filed a lawsuit trying to quash a congressional subpoena for his phone records. Russian state media says the country's guided missile cruiser, the Moskva, has sunk in the Black Sea after an onboard fire that started in its ammunition storage, and the ship sank in a storm while being towed to port. Ukraine claims it hit the vessel with two missiles. The Pentagon isn't sure which.
We're in no position to refute the Ukrainian claims right now that they hit it with a missile, but we can't absolutely confirm it independently. We certainly recognize that the ship suffered an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also could not confirm Russia's claims that more than 1,000 Ukrainian troops have surrendered in Mariupol, saying anything that comes from Russian state media needs to be taken with a big grain of salt. 67 people hurt in Jerusalem as Palestinian protesters scuffle with police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque at the Temple Mount. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
President Biden advocating the green energy agenda in an appearance in North Carolina yesterday.
Clean energy technology is going to power the future in America and around the world. Helping America achieve true energy independence by creating good jobs and fighting for climate change. And if we continue this, we're not only going to be investing here, we're going to export billions of dollars worth of product for the rest of the world.
The president told students at North Carolina's A&T University, Congress needs to pass a bipartisan innovation act. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law a measure banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, unless the mother's life is in danger or the baby is fatally deformed. The law does not allow exemptions for rape, incest, or human trafficking. The Supreme Court will be deciding the constitutionality of a similar law in Mississippi by early July. Lawsuits have been filed already challenging new abortion restrictions in Kentucky, which state lawmakers enacted this week by overriding Governor Andy Beshear's veto. The Supreme Court in Ohio deciding whether streaming services like Netflix should have to pay fees to local communities like cable companies must. No mask and no Kanye as Coachella begins today.
The Coachella Music and Arts Festival begins in Indio, California, without Kanye West. The rapper pulled out earlier this month. Jim Smith and Dear Humans kicks off the festival on two different stages at noon.
You're so golden.
Harry Styles takes the Coachella stage as the nighttime headliner. Also performing on the first day, Arcade Fire, Phoebe Bridgers, and Big Sean. Billie Eilish will headline the festival Saturday night following Danny Elfman, 21 Savage, and Megan Thee Stallion. Then replacing West, The Weeknd, and Swedish House Mafia. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.